Small Business Spoonfuls is a weekly Q&A with Lisa Smith and Mason Merrill for questions you have about running your business. This podcast is sponsored by HelpDeskSuites.com. You are a busy employer? We are your employment law compliance help desk. Visit HelpDeskSuites.com to find out more about us and become a member today. And now, here's your hosts, Lisa Smith and Mason Merrill.
Welcome to another edition of Small Business Spoonfuls. I'm Lisa Smith.
And I'm Mason Merrill.
And today we are going to share with you some really great information from an article that was written by a woman named Veronica Howard. She is affiliated with the law firm of Reuben Tomlinson. And the topic of her article here is, "All I Want for Christmas is a Harassment-Free Office Holiday Party."
Yeah.
So in our last podcast, we talked about alcohol and how not handling those issues appropriately can really ruin a lot of things, you know, forever for a lot of people. So in this one, you know, we're kind of in this post-Me Too era now where Me Too is still very important. But we don't want to lose sight just because we're not talking about it every single day. We don't want to lose sight of it.
Yeah, that's right.
So. And so, you know, HR folks and, you know, business owners and so forth are gearing up for these end of the year parties, whether you're doing a holiday party or just an end of the year thank you party for your employees. It kind of all boils down to the same thing as far as logistics if we don't think it through very carefully.
That's right. Yep. And you want to make sure everybody is safe and you want to have a respectful party for everybody involved.
I thought it was interesting that she quoted a statistic in here, a survey that said 76% of U.S. companies plan to hold holiday parties this year, but only 65% last year because they were afraid of Me Too.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are kind of beginning, like I said, to kind of come back now and say, oh, we want to have these parties again. But we've got to just be really careful that we don't encourage and create conditions for our staffers to misbehave.
Yep, that's right. So we're going to talk about five tips taken from this article. So the first one is make a list and check it twice.
Yeah. So the survey that she quotes here said that of the companies that would hold holiday parties, only 58% were planning to address appropriate conduct with their staff prior to the party. So I thought that was interesting that we think, well, we don't have to tell adults how to behave appropriately.
Yeah.
But have you seen the news lately?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just, you know. It's almost like you have to train your employees on how to act at a holiday party.
Yeah. And you know what? That's very true because here we're talking about harassment.
Yep.
And so there are some very famous court cases out there where the judge actually said to the employer, if only you had made the effort to train.
Yeah.
So in this situation, too, why not, you know, issue kind of a good reminder, maybe at a staff meeting or through a group email or a video or something that you do. That just says, hey, it's that time of year again. We're all going to be getting together. Let's remember some key things.
You know? And, you know, you can, since you've probably already done your harassment training earlier in the year, I'm not sure whenever you do it, you know, you can call back to that and say, remember our harassment training. Mm-hmm. This is a work function. The same rules apply.
And for employers who haven't yet embraced harassment training because they think they're not required to do it.
Yeah.
That's another podcast. But, you know, this is a great reminder that you are required to do this.
Yes.
And even though your state may not have it in statute, you just wait till there's a problem and you find out how required you were, you know. So this is a great time just for opening up the dialogue.
Yep, that's right. So our next point here is calling back kind of to our last podcast where we talked about alcohol.
Yeah. So it says, have a cup of cheer was our second one here. So as an employer, we talked about our different types of liability and mitigating the risk of those liabilities. So we want to consider maybe handing out drink tickets, having a cash bar instead of an open bar. If people have to spend their own money, they're not probably going to drink as much.
Yep.
But I love the ticket or the wristband idea. To me, just cut them off at a number, you know, and be prepared to monitor this consumption.
Yeah, and odds are that's, you know, that's going to save you money as an employee, an employer as well, because you're not just like handing drinks out, opening bottles left and right, you know, and usually I have a catering service who brings that kind of thing and all that. So that's really a double-edged sort of goodness because, you know, you, and also with the ticket system, as we talked about, people will space out their drinks too. They'll be like, I'll have one now and I'll have one in 2 hours. And then by that 2 hour time pass, you know, they're sober, you know, they're fine. Everybody's fine involved.
So. Exactly. And, you know, this wasn't in the article, but it occurs to me that, you know, even if it's on your site, you know, hire an off-duty police officer.
Yeah.
Just to kind of hang out and just monitor things for you. That also, if there is a problem in the future, it will not diminish, but it will limit some of the liability that your company may suffer. And then, you know, if you're having this at an off-site venue, then that venue is probably going to require off-duty police officers to be,
anyway,
you know, anyway, but just do it on your own.
Yep, that's
mean,
right.
It's a great idea.
Yep. So just be prepared to monitor consumption and cut people off if you need to.
Yeah.
Okay, so I like the next point. It says, said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see?
Yeah, so obviously that's from a song, but let's be serious. Like at the party, we want to be on the lookout for anyone who may be in an uncomfortable situation. And if we see someone who's coming on a little strong, whether it be male or female to male or female, you know, we want to kind of step in and be able to say, hey, how's it going here? Realize that respectful workplaces are shared responsibilities. And, you know, really consider that management has a very high duty here to care for employees, even if we're all off the clock and we're all partying and we're not at the work site, you still set this baby up. So it's still your event. So really don't be afraid to step in if you see something happening.
Yep. And that would be a good idea to have your kind of higher ups, your managers in place to keep an eye out for you, male and female, like we brought out last week, to intervene in a situation where if you see a woman coming on to a man so strong, maybe she can step up and be like, hey, what's going on? You know, and kind of just keep your employees safe. And, you know, and when it comes to uncomfortable situations, you definitely don't want anybody walking away from the party where they're going to have a lot of regret. And then they have to show up ashamed on Monday, you know,
the
whole thing.
I mean, people start, you know, photocopying their bottoms, you know, like we know that there's going to be activities that really get out of control. So anything, that, which I know that's a stupid analogy, but, you know, that is one of the old holiday party things. People photocopy their bottoms and be like, oh, guess whose bottom this is, you know, like anything we see that's starting to move us toward that direction, we want to put a stop to it, right? Okay.
For sure.
So there you go.
Yeah. And, you know, with your holiday parties, you don't want them, you want it to be one night. You know, you don't want it to drag out into the rest of the year for a court case and a lot of drama going on in the office and all this stuff. So look out for your employees. Okay, so the next kind of with that is ho-ho the mistletoe. Just because you're standing underneath a plant doesn't mean you're consenting.
Don't mean you're a hoe. Okay.
Yeah, so male or female, you can't just walk up and kiss somebody just because they're standing underneath the plant.
That's right.
No matter what your tradition is, their tradition may not be that. So,
and, you know, even if under like a normal circumstance, they might, you know, be like, oh, the mistletoe, how cute. Don't just assume.
Yeah.
You know, and like this always makes me think of all those Mad Men episodes and the parties that they had and stuff. And I mean, you know, like in the old days and more recent days too, like, you know, people get into that partying spirit, whether they've had alcohol or not, they still get into sort of a lighthearted anything goes mindset. And, you know, anything doesn't go. So just be really careful. Maybe if you're decorating, maybe you don't even use mistletoe because that would just entice people toward that kind of behavior.
Yeah, it's nice just to think of these things ahead of time to be like, hey, that could possibly avoid a situation that I don't need on me, you know, kind of thing, because I hung it up there.
Exactly.
So. Okay, so in our final point here, which we talked about before, we've talked about before, is oh, what fun it is to ride home in a taxi or transit.
So
if you're an employee going to these parties, employer arranging the parties, make sure there's an Uber, a taxi, you know, public transportation in place. You know, I've heard of even people hiring buses to bring to these things. They have private buses, you know, that'll just take everybody home, you know? So that's another good suggestion, you know? So,
yeah. I mean, if you want to really throw it down and take a lot of risks here, you're going to have to also take a lot of precautions.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
You just have to weigh it out and see what you decide. But, you know, even despite all your best efforts, sometimes there's still going to be a harassment issue.
Yeah.
There's still going to be something you couldn't see, you couldn't stop, you prepared as best you could. So, you know, just already have a very solidly laid foundation with your staff. We go back to training. Make sure you've trained. Make sure you have policies that are up to date.
Yep.
Make sure that this is a conversation, part of your culture. You know,
yeah.
Our culture is we're respectful toward one another.
Yeah. And it's nice to, like, you know, you send out these emails inviting them to people. Throw the reminders in there, too, of how mm-hmm. we act, how we do this, you know,
mm-hmm.
still on work premises, you know, mm-hmm. all that kind of in a work situation. So
absolutely.
Anyway, we're not trying to scare anybody away from having fun. We just want everybody to be safe and court free.
Just want to keep you out of the pokey. That's right. Exactly. So, well, I guess that'll wrap us up for this episode.
Yep. This has been a nice little series of just trying to help people out, provide some reminders.
Yeah. So in our next podcast, we're talking about pay issues, and we're going to tackle three huge questions that have come in. So we're going to really kind of break that down for you. So until we talk to you next week, I'm Lisa Smith.
And I'm Mason Merrill.
Be audit secure.
To find out more about us, visit helpdesksuites.com/podcast. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and review wherever you get your podcasts, and tune in weekly for new episodes.